Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim's Skin time. I got my wingman, Mr. Greer.
It's me. Hello.
Oh my lord, number 92, COVID ate the damn flu. It is going to be an episode tonight unlike any other because I'm going to discuss my entire bout with COVID-19.
And ding, ding, ding. We should add a boxing bell in there.
Yeah, we should. What do you call it? It has been absolutely an insane last couple of weeks. But before we continue, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret. Barrier Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America. And I want to thank them for everything they do for us. So let's start with
today's secret word is
cleared. So super excited that I'm finally cleared of COVID. I've been cleared since the 21st. Good catch. I've stayed, you know, kind of in my house and in my bed and away from the world on purpose because I wanted it to make sure to not take any extra chances and so forth. But the last 4 days, I felt a tremendous amount better, thank God.
Thankfully. Hell yeah.
It was funny because, we were talking about how I still couldn't taste or smell anything. I've been able to taste sweetness.
Yeah.
All right. But for the last couple of days, I've actually started, I smelled bacon today. Actually, after,
oh, that's good.
After
did you taste the bacon? Did you taste the bacon?
I didn't taste because I didn't ask to taste.
You know what you should have done is you should have leaned into it. You should have leaned into the whole experience and just. I know you probably wouldn't have wanted to be on camera all sick and stuff, but you should have just went on camera, done like a Facebook Live, and just started eating horrendously tasting or smelling things.
Well, that's scary because I don't know what I'm actually going to taste.
Well, no, okay. I'm not telling you to just go grab bird poop and start shoveling it in your mouth. So, grab a really potent raw onion and just start eating it like an apple and seeing if you actually tasted it get a thing of horseradish and then just start spooning it into your mouth.
It tasted like nothing.
Did it burn you at all?
No.
You should have eaten the chocolate that we should have brought you. We should have just had somebody come to the studio, grabbed the hot chocolate that is in your in the fridge and just left it on your porch.
just shovel that in my face. What's really funny is a lot of my friends from the hot sauce community have been telling me, hey, Brim, you should be eating a lot of hot sauce because apparently the capsaicin is supposed to help with the virus. Now, again, I got to tell you, okay, first and foremost, I've had thousands of emails, DMs, texts, messages, responses to posts, you name it, and I've had it. And I gotta say, the outward outpouring of love and prayer has been absolutely humbling, and thank you so much to everybody out there, who's shown love and affection to me, and we're talking about all over the world. It's been really, really, eye opening, and I've been staying in contact with Greer. Here at the studio, and for anybody who I have not gotten back to, and I tried to get back to everybody, please understand, please know that I do appreciate it, and I appreciate you, and I love you, and thank you. I've just have not felt up to sitting and having full conversations or going back and forth with people.
I think you're battling a disease that has crippled the entire world. I think not getting back to people is, the least of your problems at that point. If they're reaching out, they have to know that, you appreciated it.
They do. I think they know. And I got to tell you, some of the, just like you said about trying onions or whatever, there are so many people that have these crazy amounts of different get well quick schemes. There are different things that, like, the one person was like, you need to have, well, not one, a couple people were like, you know, you need to eat raw garlic. And then other people were like, you should go, what, you know, Ricky Rocket's agent.
Yeah.
His agent was like, all right, Brim, when I was sick, I went down and I got an IV of 300 milligrams of vitamin C and had them pump it into my veins.
Like, maybe it's like South Park. Maybe it's like South Park. You just need concentrated cash shot into your veins. It's like how they beat AIDS.
I know, right? And then what do you call it? I had others, you know, talking witchcraft. You know,
you should have talked to Guy's wife Danielle and seen if you got some spiritual healing.
Let me tell you, people were throwing that at me. Like it was insane. And I love every single one of you. And it was it was just so funny because some of the things I'm just like. I appreciate that. There's no way in a world I'm trying that.
Yeah,
but.
I'll believe in modern medicine. Thank you.
But, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, medically speaking, there is nothing they can give you. You know what I mean? You basically have to ride it out.
Yeah, you got to ride it out.
So, you know, so my whole experience, you know, like, all right, so when I went in, the last Monday that I happened to be in studio, I thought that I was just, you know, I had the regular rundown Brim, you know what I mean, from busting my ass and burning the candle at both ends type of a thing. And I thought that my cough was the regular cough I get every year, you know? And it had happened and it started and I was just, okay. And then you realize here at the studio when I was drinking the tea, because we drink Bigelow.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? And normally, like, I drink all the funky flavors. And I didn't even put two and two together that I wasn't tasting the flavors. And I was like,
you know, if I'm going to be brutally honest with you, I didn't have high hopes after Monday.
When
we left on Monday, I was like, you know what? There's a good chance I'm taking a trip to CityMD the next day.
And that was...
Shout out, and I just want to just, like, this is not a sponsored thing. I just want to say shout outs to the people over at CityMD. Like, you must have one of the hardest jobs in the country. Like, barring, actually, like, the nurses and stuff like that that are in these hospitals dealing with all this stuff. But you, the CityMD people at the Urgent Cares, like, you guys have to deal with crazy lines, agitated people, and potentially sick people. You are... I hope that they're taking care of you, because the couple experiences that I've had... they were nothing but pleasant human beings, and you would think that you would get a few bad eggs in this world that we have right now.
Oh, yeah.
And every single one of them at the one by me was gems of human beings. So if you're in the Long Island area, and, you know, the Wellwood City MD will take good care of you.
Yeah, Levittown was good, too. They pissed me off before this a while ago. Remember when I was having the chest pains?
Yeah.
What do you call it, a long time ago, and they, like, that was a different animal.
Yeah.
But they were very good, except for the wait out. Okay,
it's like 3 or 4 hours.
I had a 2.5 hour one because I got there early. And although you got there really early too,
I don't mean this to be this is within Brim's skin, not within Tom's skin, but me and my brother got there because my brother was around me, so he had to get tested too. We got to CityMD at like 7 in the morning, probably 6:30, 7 in the morning. Right across the street is an Outback Steakhouse, and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock in the morning is when Outback Steakhouse likes to have their cesspools serviced.
Oh.
So yeah, the cesspool truck was out in front of the restaurant, and that smell was pretty horrendous at 7 in the morning.
Wow.
It was, and we were downwind. Downwind. So as the wind was blowing through, it was just all of the cesspoolness was in our noses. So
I blame Kevin.
Oh, it was gross. It was gross.
Well, yeah, no, I can imagine. We were on, Danielle and I went to the one by us, not far from the studio, and, what do you call it? The line just sat there for quite some time. Here's the thing is, I think that once you get inside, they were fantastic. Everybody was good.
Yeah.
But when you've got potentially really sick people outside, to have them sitting outside in the cold is not necessarily a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
They should have some kind of a number system where as you come up, give them the number, go sit in your car.
Some of them do now. Some of them do. Yeah. I know a couple of the ones in the area definitely do because there were a few people that didn't go to the same CityMD I went to that were doing that. And I know that I think they all work independently of each other, essentially, I'm assuming, because they all didn't have that program, but you're right. They need to absolutely have something like that.
Because 2.5 hours out in the cold was rough. That made my chest worse.
Gonna be rougher in January and February.
Oh yeah. And what do you call it? When we got there, we're sitting and waiting online, and then some douchebag is sitting there because you know you always got to at least have one.
Yeah.
Well, it's douchebag, and I guess he must have like hocked a loogie or something like. And this woman two people from me. There was a woman in between us. And this woman, like, freaked out on him. And this guy started, I swear to God, Tom, you've seen me pissed. I turned around, I shot this guy a look, and I'm like, enough. And the guy shut up in a hot second.
Yeah.
Because I was not having it.
Hell
I
no.
I was not having it. And this woman was right. And you know, and the fact is like,
don't be spitting on a pandemic during a pandemic.
Spitting with your mask off in the middle of a pandemic on a line waiting to get in for COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what, I take a couple of walks. Go walk into the street. Go spit over there and then come back. Every time I had to cough, I walked away from the line.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Rawr!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Yes, we are.
So, yeah, so when I went in to meet with the doctors and Danielle and I went in and we were just like, all right, no, we know that this is it, we're pretty sure we have it, we were both kind of freaking out a little bit, but we were trying to just play it cool. And they said, yes, you do. You're both positive. We asked, should we be bringing Haley in? They're like, well, she don't bring her. She doesn't need to be on a long line like this. Hopefully she won't get any of the symptoms.
Yeah.
And, keep her at home the whole nine yards. And the same thing with Dylan. But Dylan, as soon as we told him, he set it up, so he can go and get tested as well. So he went.
Oh, yeah.
He got tested at his regular doctor. So, and his came back positive also. So what do you call it? So all three of us were all positive, and but the doctor there, I know my body, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And my chest, I was getting that feeling in my chest, and I've had that feeling before where it was like a pneumonia type of a thing. And
yeah.
And the problem with COVID is that, it's not necessarily that people are all dying of COVID specifically. They're dying of other things that are going along with COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that are caused because of COVID. So my weakened immune system and the fact of COVID, I felt like pneumonia coming in, which I'm pretty sure I've had numerous times, which they've given me shit for. Ooh, sorry, in the past. And what am I saying sorry for? WBS. And anyway, they gave me a Z-Pack, so this way it would help knock whatever else. Because if I didn't ask for it, though, nobody would have given it to me.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah.
So if for those of you who are feeling sick or you come positive with it, you have to let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because they're not mind readers and they've got a lot of other people that they're dealing
Absolutely.
With. So you have to say, hey, something's going on in my chest. This is what's going on here. So they gave me the Z-Pak. Then they also, I told them about the coughing. I said, what can I do about the coughing? Now, the coughing is non-productive. Like, nothing's coming up.
Yeah.
It's a dry, just a cough that just won't stop. You know what I mean? And which, thankfully, is down to a minimum now. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what do you call it? But the but then it just was non-stop. And she gave me a... it wasn't codeine, but it's like a this cough medicine that it's going to throw you through a loop. You know what I mean? Because it's yeah. meant to help you sleep, you
yeah.
know?
And, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But instead of helping me...
You're Lil Wayne for a few nights.
Right. But instead of helping me sleep, I was totally whacked out of my head. I was...
All right, let's do this again. You should have had another Facebook Live of being whacked yeah, out on cough
yeah,
syrup.
Yeah. It was... Tom, I got to tell you, man, Greer, it was... I was off kilter.
I was on goblins running through your house.
I was on a bad trip, bro. I was on a bad trip. And you know, since
honey, I don't know if you know this, but the refrigerator's speaking to me.
it was bizarre, man. Like I went.
I'm trying to make light of the situation. I'm trying to make light of a situation.
No, it's fine. I literally went about 4 days of not knowing, you know, like in and out of consciousness. Wow. And it was craziness. And, you know, and the problem is again, I'm a big guy. Like, God forbid you got it. You're a smaller guy. It would be a little bit easier for you to breathe and get comfortable and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
With being a bigger guy, that everything is compressed. You know what I mean? So no matter what position I got into, it was making me cough, you know, except for laying face down. You know what I mean? Or standing up or being like, sitting, but like sitting. So I was sleeping while standing. I was sleeping.
That must have looked so scary.
It was bizarre. And, you know, like, again, and since Danielle had it also, thankfully not as bad as I did.
Yeah.
You know, she was just like, you know, trying to watch to make sure that I didn't get, you know, worse.
Worse, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you know, again, Dylan had it. And so Dylan, you know, it's the same thing. He was having a little bit of a hard time breathing. But again, he's younger. He's able to, you know, to handle
it. Yeah, you're
going to
bounce back, yeah.
You know, but I got to tell you, like, for a small period of time, I didn't know if I was going to make it. I was thinking that they were going to possibly have to bring me to the hospital, and I would have refused the ventilator. Because if you go on the ventilator, you're not coming off. And but I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. And I thought that was going to be it, to be completely honest.
Well, it's a good thing that you it's a good thing that you were able to power through and not have to go to that, because that's like, you know, ultimately the worst case scenario. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to wind up. It was going to the hospital.
It was bad. It was really bad. You know,
but you're here now.
I am here now, thankfully. You know, like I said, the last 4 days I've been golden.
It is unreal. It ultimately really blows my mind, and I can't wait until inevitably the medical field can nail down why it affects some people and doesn't affect some people. Like, for example,
and everybody differently.
You had it the way you had it.
Yep.
My cousin tested positive for COVID. Had to have been 4 days after you did.
Really?
It was literally a few days after he had tested positive. Was why I had a small Thanksgiving, and he felt nothing. He said he was locked in his room. They locked him up. He basically had his own floor of the house. Like, he and my aunt and uncle lived in like a three floor house.
Yeah.
He had one floor essentially.
Okay.
And he said he felt nothing. He said he didn't feel fine. He said there were a few times where he had like a little cough, mm-hmm. and the cough would come and be like, oh wow, I guess this is it. But other than that, he said, I was good. I tested positive for COVID, and you know, he did his quarantine and stuff like that. I think it's up today. That I'm speaking, but it's crazy. I can't wait until we have a cure or we have a treatment, and then I can't wait to ultimately find out, like, is it blood type? Because that's the rumor now. The rumor now is that it affects people differently with other blood. I think that's the one that it's supposed to affect the least, right?
Yeah.
O blood. So I can't wait until they figure out what this. Ultimately, like, everybody can. That's you know, goes without saying.
And the whole time. I did not have a temperature at all, not once.
That's weird. That's crazy.
Not one.
You weren't
one
like really
time.
Like sweating or.
Now here it is. Now I got the chills. I heated up, but I didn't get I didn't have a temperature.
You regularly checked it too, right?
Oh, like Dylan was nonstop coming in the room beeping my head.
Wow.
Like legit, and with the what is it called? The oximeter.
Oh, I don't know.
Oximeter.
I can't say regular. I can't say small words. You didn't say big words.
So my ex's sister is a scientist and so forth and whatever. And
yeah.
What do you call it? When Dylan said that we all had it, she ordered and had sent to us one of those little finger. It's like a finger.
They
used
that when
thing.
I went to the doctor. Yeah. They put that on me. I put some finger thing on me just to,
yeah.
to check. I thought it was to check my blood pressure.
That too. It's blood pressure and oxygen.
Yeah.
To make sure you're getting the oxygen. And yeah. So he was checking me multiple times a day, you know what I mean? And everybody else, but mostly me, you know?
Yeah.
And just making sure that I was up, that I was breathing. And, in you know, I was, here's the thing is I was working my own breathing. You know what I'm saying? Like I was concentrating on, you know, slowing down my breathing and making sure that I was able to take breaths and breathe in without breathing in too far.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because if you breathe in too far, it makes you cough. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. You were just trying to find the point that you didn't get
right.
that weird tickle or that weird like wheeze noise that,
right.
you know, when you're about to cough, you make that weird like,
yeah.
and then the cough comes. Yeah.
But if you remember, I have Tourette's.
Yeah.
So with my Tourette's, I was, you know how I do the thing with my throat, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was doing the thing with my throat, which was also affecting my breathing, which was, that's what
it's
made
a chain
it
effect,
harder.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's that along with my weight and my age was not making it that
No,
much.
You had the card, you had the decks yeah. Stacked against you in a sense.
Thankfully, I'm, other than that, I'm healthy. You yeah. know what I mean? And, you know, but those, there was about a week that passed. And again, before that Monday, I thought I just was sick for the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, I stayed home.
Yeah.
I was in bed, and I felt perfectly fine when I came in on Monday.
Well, I think it's also because you just know, you just have that inherent feel like, well, I mean, it's not going to happen to me. You know, it's like, it's like.
No, I felt like it was going to happen to me.
You felt like it? Because we kind of live in a world now where, like, even if you have the slightest bit, like, if you have the sniffles,
yeah.
you've a little bit of a runny nose, you have a slight cough,
yeah.
you got to cancel everything that you're doing
yeah.
and go get tested. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, you could just be feeling, like, the casual aches and pains. If you feel sick in any way, shape, or form, you got to go get yourself tested. And I feel like some people just have this inherent, well, it's never going to happen to me type thing.
I'm
know?
Still thinking, you know what I think? It's like the one time that I took my mask off, you know, I think I.
But it could be from anywhere. When you went to go get gas, when you went to go to the supermarket.
Most of the time I'm wearing gloves or I'm using a tremendous
amount
of
But the thing is like mistakes, but like ultimately mistakes happen.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
stuff like you, it's hard. Like it's hard to, I feel like, I know they have contact tracing and stuff like that,
yeah.
but ultimately I feel like it is really hard to just really pinpoint when it happened because
yeah.
like you don't necessarily think about every single potential human or interaction that you've had throughout the day.
It's true.
You know, I barely remember what I have for breakfast this morning,
yeah.
let alone know what I touched to potentially get COVID,
yeah.
you know? So it's insane.
It's a nutty thing. Let's take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey guys, this is Anamia and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Zambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Yes.
So what do you call it? So just rounding out the whole thing with the whole COVID experience. The dizziness and the nausea. You know, I couldn't look at my phone. For somebody who's on the phone 24/7, I couldn't look at my phone.
Wow.
Couldn't look at my phone. I was so nauseous.
Even try and turn down the brightness?
I tried. I still have it on Twitter. I have the nighttime thing.
Oh, I always leave it on the nighttime.
Yeah. And it just everything, it was just affecting me. And
so I guess you didn't use your VR goggles, did you?
No, I haven't used them. I used them once a couple days ago because, like I said, the last 4 days I've been okay. And I used it. And I only use it for a small amount of time because I wanted to do the Beat Saber just to get a little exercise because I've been sitting dormant.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Makes sense.
You know, but what do you call it? And I've lost about 20, 30 pounds.
That's good. Do you feel like you after having COVID, do you feel like you are conscious? Again, not to say you're not, but do you feel like you consciously want to take an effort to be healthier?
Yeah.
Cleaner on stuff and
I've been trying to eat a little cleaner. I mean, yesterday.
When you get your taste back after having COVID, I mean, like, absolutely go buck wild and just, you know, call along over at Fogo and just be like, yo, come on, I got to test these new taste buds. Yeah. I got to test these recovering taste buds. And then, you know.
So, I got to tell you, what do you call it? You know who I spoke to every single day without fail in the morning, what do you call it, while taking his evening walk? Charles, what do you call it, messaged me every single
day.
He's
a very good human being.
He's a very good friend. And, you know, he checked on me every single day, you know, just, hey, you know, how you feeling now? What's going on? You know what I mean? You know, did you get any taste back yet? Blah, blah, blah. And just, you know, every single day. And you know, like I said, I spoke with him. I spoke with you. I spoke with Justin a few times, and my sister and my father, and that was pretty much it, you know, like, and that was it. 3 weeks, you know, like just, you know, little bits here and there, like when Kim messaged and I actually saw it, you know, I responded, and Steve and I saw it, I responded, but there were so many, like when I would have good bouts. So when I had good time, like a good day, that's when I would go back and respond to everybody who was messaging, or, you know, it's like just on the one Facebook page, you know, it's like 400 and something, you know, comments, or, you know, just sitting and going through that and saying thank yeah. you to everybody, just to let them know that, hey, I see you. Thank you. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it's just insane. You know, but I couldn't look at the screen. It was just, it made me nauseous. You know, when the sound, when it goes, so Danielle was on her phone making the ticking sounds, and it was making me nauseous. I had to yell at her multiple times to turn the sound off.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That is crazy.
I don't even know why. I guess it just made me.
Again, it's just one of those things where apparently COVID is this disease that just affects everybody in different ways. It's kind of amazing. It's one of the most interesting things that we've gotten out of 2020. It's an unfortunate interesting thing, mm-hmm. but it's just the fact that we're living through this pandemic of a disease that, for the most part, affects every single person it touches differently.
Complete. It's like, it's insane.
Like, there, you can't really nail down symptoms, because there's just, like, the only one that they've been able to, the only ones that they've been really able to nail down is the no taste and no smell and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the one that affects, like, everybody that gets it has that one common symptom. But everything else, it's like the freaking Wild West. Like,
and it's the worst, man. And I had it the worst in the house with the taste. Oh, geez, man. First of all, you know that I have, like, high taste. My taste buds yeah. are, like, for me, not having, like, everything I ate made me nauseous. It was just like this taste. It tasted like flesh. You know what I mean? It tasted like you were just eating rotten flesh. That's what every single thing tasted like, except for the sweet stuff. Like, the honey tasted like honey. Bananas tasted like bananas. Oranges tasted like oranges. And apples tasted like apples. So those were safe. That's what I lived on for the last 3 weeks. You know, and that's why, you know, like, if, and that was if I was eating anything.
Yeah.
You know, that and water and just, you know, like a shit.
Well, ultimately, you also do, like, you do have to, like, sometimes, I've realized when you're sick, you do kind of have to force some stuff down. Like, if it's going to come yeah. back up, you got to at least try and get it down, yeah. which is the hardest thing in the
I
world.
Only threw up a couple times, and it wasn't real throw up. It was because I was coughing.
Don't forget to bring
it
down. It
was dry heaving.
Yeah.
And that's the worst.
Yeah.
I'd rather stuff come up. You know what I mean?
Oh, because there's an end. It's like, once the stuff comes up, you're pretty much done. Yeah, yep, absolutely. Exactly. Don't forget to bring a towel.
what do you call it? Anyway, I wanted to touch on this thing. So thankfully, I'm on the mend, people. I'm good.
We're over it. He's over it.
I'm over it. My family's over it. So thank you for all the support. I wanted to touch base about this thing that was sent to me by Roxy from the Glow Girls. What do you call it?
Yeah.
So Roxy Astor has this thing going on, the Afterglow 80s Musical Experience. So they're doing this whole big thing, and it's nominated apparently for 7 Broadway World Los Angeles Awards. You know, I'm gonna read a little bit about it real quick. It's a play based on the lives of some of the original Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling from GLOW. So for those of you who've watched GLOW on Netflix, okay, the girls that's based on,
yeah.
okay, these are the original ladies of GLOW, all sweethearts. These are friends of mine. I know them for years. And they're just good people. And what do you call it? They're nominated for 7 Broadway World Los Angeles Awards. The 7 nominations are in the following categories. They have Best Ensemble, Best Production of a Musical of the Decade, Performer of the Decade, Choreographer of the Decade, Costume Design of the Decade, Director of a Musical of the Decade. So now this is crazy. I mean, this is like, you know, the resurgence of GLOW. It's just been phenomenal.
It's kind of crazy, yeah.
You know, when you were a kid, did you catch any of the old GLOW shows?
I did not. I was strictly, I used to watch a little bit of WCW, but I was a WWF, WWE kid,
yeah.
like from Jump Street.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that too, because Taker just retired.
I know. We talked about it last week a little bit. It was, yeah, it was time.
Yeah. What do you call it? So this right here, Afterglow, the 80s Musical Experience, was only 3 days at the 1111 Theater in West Hollywood, California.
How did they put that on?
I honestly don't know. But the cast was a whole bunch of the original GLOW girls.
Was it outdoors?
It was.
Because I know some people are doing outdoors. Like, there's this thing in Ohio that I wish I could go to. I know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to take up your time. Dave Chappelle does an outdoor comedy skit. Probably one of, if not my favorite comedian ever. Does outdoor comedy, this whole outdoor venue that he has yeah. set up. Everybody can socially distance, and the whole thing is outdoors, and it looks legit. And I've always, ever since he's been doing them, I wanted to go. and you just, you know, you can't because it's in another state. I don't want to, I can't quarantine. Yeah. I got to work. I can't quarantine for 2 weeks.
Right, right, right.
But I'd imagine that this had to have been like outside or something.
Maybe. It was at a theater in Hollywood. I don't know.
This is California. It's California. California is basically still on lockdown. So like you're not getting one of those. You're not getting an indoor show done, I'd imagine.
I don't know.
That's great though. Congrats for all these nominations.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of Roxy and the girls, you know. So shout out to you, Roxy Astor. I love you, sweetie. And
good for them,
you know,
too.
I'm so proud of them, and they're also talking about doing something with the network that she talked to me about the other day. So knock on wood. Hopefully something will happen there too.
That's great, because it's like, you know, it's good to see that. Again, I didn't really know what GLOW was. I hadn't known GLOW was a real thing until inevitably the show came out on Netflix and you found out, oh well, this is based off of, you know, reality. And it's good that they've gotten a little bit of shine, because, you know, for where we like to say that a lot of the WWF stars paved the way for women in wrestling, they kind of were the very first. Like they were the premier, like, women's wrestling. Like they were the standard bearers for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, if it wasn't for them, you probably wouldn't have had a lot of the big time female wrestlers that you have today. I know you have the Fabulous Moolahs and all that stuff that worked for WWF for years.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for an entire promotion that was all females, you might not have the crazy superstars that you're looking at today.
Yeah. They were trailblazers. So how about that Tyson fight?
I totally missed it.
You're better off for missing it. I didn't rent it. I saw it online, and Tyson was great. Tyson looked good for his age, and he looked fantastic. The other dude that he was fighting, like, every 2 seconds just grabbed onto him. Like Tyson went to throw, the guy jumped on him and held him like a little bitch. I was like, why even get into the fight if you're going to hold him like a little bitch?
Because he probably looked at it as, this is an exhibition fight. We're doing this for a little bit of a payday. We're doing this to entertain some people. He wasn't looking at it as the type of fight he would have went into in his heyday.
Yeah.
Tyson went in saying, I could still do this. Went in saying, I could absolutely still do this. This is a fight. I love fighting, or I liked fighting. I'm coming in and I'm going to knock your block off.
Yeah.
Tyson looked
good.
He's got two modes. He's got I'm gonna be really nice and play with my pigeons, or I'm gonna kill you.
Well, and what's funny is, like, he was really nice to this guy. Like,
and he
even
was stoned
after the
whole
fact.
Time. Did you see that? Did you hear he said that?
No.
Because Mike Tyson is notoriously, you know, a stoner. He smokes a whole bunch of weed, and he was flying high. He was toasted for the whole fight. Right? He smoked right before the fight and went out. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, the dude, that other dude, all he did, like I said,
Roy
like,
Jones
it was
Jr.,
like,
I think his name is.
However many rounds it was, like, he legitimately held on to him for 90% of it.
Yeah.
And then don't even get me started on, was it Jake Logan?
It was Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He knocked him out clean.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that. That was like,
well, because it's like, I don't know why anybody, what? Like, however you feel about the Paul family or Jake Paul specifically, yeah. like, the
well,
dude,
a prick.
The dude, he is, but the dude, actually, like, he trains. Like,
yeah.
He does. Like, Nate Robinson was really good at dunking. He was one of the good little guys in the NBA, but, like, I'm assuming he doesn't, to my knowledge, doesn't train in boxing. Jake Paul trains in boxing. Like,
no, he trains.
He calls all these people out in fights because he himself learns how to fight, you know? So, like, why anybody would just take up a fight with somebody that is professionally trained in boxing is insane. It's lunacy.
I just think it was funny because everybody thought the other dude was going to win.
You're crazy. You're a lunatic. If you would have thought Nate Robinson was going to beat Jake Paul in a fight.
Schemmel saw that this dude came out wearing like the Super Saiyan outfit or whatever. And he was like, yeah, okay, dude, you need to stop.
Yeah. That's funny.
So that was hilarious. And what do you call it? Anyway, right, because I know we're out of time. But what do you call it? I wanted to send my respects out to The Undertaker, who had one hell of a career. I wish that I could even hold a torch to a flame.
A lot of people,
you know,
wish that, though.
You know, he had an unbelievable career. Had it not been for him, I probably would not have been as inspired to get into the ring myself.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? He really was a trailblazer, and what do you call it? He really was a ring general. So he brought it. He brought it not just with Shawn Michaels. He brought it not just with, you know, Yokozuna. He brought it with every goddamn guy on the roster. You know
he
what
did.
I'm saying? And you know, the fact of the matter is he is, it's going to be a completely different landscape at WWE without him.
It's time. Like, in for everybody that wants to, that kind of like likes to bash The Undertaker for how long he wanted to stick around or for how long he stuck around, I say, who are you to tell anybody to stop doing what they love to do?
Agreed.
And Taker, even in his old age and even after being beaten down over the years of putting on those historic matches, came out every single time he was asked, mm-hmm. and did his damnedest,
yeah.
to put on a show for somebody.
Yeah.
Whether you thought it was entertaining or not, whether you thought in the end it was too slow and looked painful or not, The Undertaker did his damnedest to entertain a crowd. And The Undertaker's my favorite wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
Like, the most chills I will ever get is the when the lights go out and the bell tolls for The Undertaker's intro.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm happy to see him finally able to retire, and I don't have to see a childhood hero of mine die in the middle of the ring.
I am with you on that. That would have been the worst. God
yeah.
forbid. Although he's in really good freaking shape. Anyway, listen, as always, thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Thank you, Mr. Greer, for joining me today. I appreciate it. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week.